I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. January marks a change in Vietnam that has the potential to harm believers. There are a number of ways we can come alongside the church in prayer and practical support and bring your family together this Christmas to give in a way that impacts people in need both spiritually and physically. Find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. For Christians in Vietnam, the future is looking bleak. The country's law on belief and religion is set to take effect next January, which human rights groups say will further limit religious expression. Open Doors USA's Tim Murray explains.
The government there claims the law will, their language is, optimize their ability to sort of administer religious affairs. However, our team on the ground there is a little nervous about what it might mean in terms of more restrictions, in terms of what churches can and cannot do.
The challenges are increasing, but that doesn't mean believers are alone. Open Doors is working on the ground in Vietnam, providing discipleship training, as well as microloan, literacy, and job training programs. Murray asked that you please pray that these believers would remain strong and continue to impact their communities for Christ.
We ask that you just pray that God would strengthen the believers whose communities and families are pressuring them to return to their traditional faiths. Pray for them to withstand and just to be the light, and even pray for their family members to have an open heart and be touched by Jesus. In that sense, we pray that Christians would find ways in their difficulties and struggles to reveal Christ to their family members.
And you're listening to Mission Network News. The state of Karnataka in India has about three times the population of Florida, with 61 million people. Nearly 95% of Karnataka state is unreached with the gospel. As far as ministry in India goes, Karnataka is one of the least reached states. Mission India works through local Christians in Karnataka with three programs: church planter training, adult literacy classes, and children's Bible clubs. Eric Morsehead says during the month of October, Mission India is focusing their fundraising specifically to reach the unreached in Karnataka with the good news of Christ.
Between those three programs, our hope and our goal and our prayer is that those numbers will be higher than 2% and 3% Christian, and the unreached number would go down as a result of our fundraising efforts.
Mission India has seen God move in Karnataka. When 11-year-old Nanda heard about Jesus at a children's Bible club, she started following him. And Nanda's mother noticed the joyful transformation, and she also accepted Christ.
A gift of any size is going to make a significant impact in a state where Jesus isn't known at the scale that Karnataka has. And so by giving a gift in the month of October and partnering with us, you know, you'll be able to help us share the good news and through our three programs in the state of Karnataka.
And we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And finally, according to a Pew Research Center survey, about a third of Americans dread the materialism surrounding Christmas, and yet the pressure to buy continues. Compassion International's Karen Stamen says there's an alternative that brings families together to make a real impact on someone's life with the true hope of Christmas.
This year, we're really encouraging people to think about their gift-giving budget a little bit differently and think about how a gift to the catalog could make such an internal difference for a child living in poverty.
Compassion's gift catalog has over 40 ways you can supplement the growing relationship between local churches and their communities. You can gift Bibles, livestock, medical care, or even a safe place for kids to play.
A lot of the communities that we work in, they're dangerous communities where children just aren't safe to go out and play in the streets. And when we're able to have the funds to build a playground at the church, the children can come to the church in a safe environment and play on the playground.
And the best part is, as your family steps in to meet the needs of other families around the world, they're bringing glory to God. Find links to these gifts and more ways to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.